spoke about the Avodas Hayoyim of Sfiras HaOmer is all about, like the Aruch HaShulchan taught us, the realization of Bilti HaTorah Anachnu Kibehemas Nidme. Without Torah, we're literally behemas. Or like the Chinuch taught us, Ikron Shal Yisrael Eina Ela HaTorah. The Ikar of a Yid is Torah. Our Avodah is to really feel this reality. Let's be honest. In 2026, the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer is not really enough for us to begin to really believe that our Ikar is Torah. Maybe 49 years, Ula Yirache, maybe we'd get it into our bloodstream to really believe it. How many of us really believe our Ikar is Torah? And without Torah, we're literally behemoths? And like we spoke about, the value of Torah, Yikarehi Mipnimin, it's the most precious thing that exists in this world. V'chol chafatzecha lo yishvu ba. In all things that you need in life, it doesn't compare to the need that you have to have Torah. All these are not just nice ideas and nice concepts, but it's the reality. And we spoke about that the whole geshmak of Torah is all dependent on how much we really believe this. How much we really get to this point of realization. But if our mind and our heart lies in all the taivas olam hazeh as they being more valuable and more our interest, and we're at the point of nefesh sveya, like we saw the pasuk, we have a nefesh that's very full with all the taivas olam hazeh, then tovus neifes, like the pasuk says, will can even trample the honeycomb. The geshmak and the honey, the sweetness of Torah, is something we don't appreciate. And therefore it's all dependent on internalizing this yesod. So I think it's kedai today to take it to the next step. And let's talk and make it practical. The idea that we're discussing that the Ikar of Yisrael is Torah, it's not just about actually learning Torah, but rather all your activities, all your actions, everything you're involved with, it has to go along that Torah's my priority. Torah's the Ikar in my life. Everything we do, you make appointments, it has to revolve around it that my most important thing is my Talmud Torah. Person plans trips, everything. It all has to be with this mindset, making Torah your life. I want to give you a real-time example. It's an article that I read in the Chayenu magazine, a Torah Dikah publication that comes out. It's from Aaron Feldman Shlita, the Yeshiva of Neir Yisrael, Baltimore. From the Gedolei Hador, not known to be an extremist, but I want to tell you what it says. I'm going to read it to you. A certain publication geared to a religious audience had a panel of experts consisting of a therapist, a social worker, a degreed rebbetzin, among others, that people, readers, could present their problems. Recently, the following question was posed. Malka and Reuven were engaged to be married. After the chasana, according to their agreement, Reuven was planning to learn in Eretz Yisrael for 2 years, supported by both families, and then return to America, and he would go on to become a lawyer. Shortly after the engagement, an uncle of this young man took sick and decided he could no longer run his business. He was childless. He offered the chassan Reuven a job working for him and promising him that if he learned the business, it'll ultimately become his own. However, the uncle needed assistance immediately. Reuven would have to join him within the next few weeks, or else the uncle is going to hire someone else to assist him, and the opportunity would be gone. Reuven was faced with a tremendous decision he had to make. The business was a very lucrative one. Should he accept his uncle's offer and forego his plans of learning in Eretz Yisrael, he would be assured financial security for life. On the other hand, if he continued with his plans to learn it for 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, he would then be on his own when he comes back to America to make a living. Reuven decided to scrap his plans and decided to join his uncle's business. When Reuven told Malka, his kala, about his decision, she was very disappointed. She wanted to marry someone who was serious about his Torah learning and committed to his growth in Torah learning. They had spoken about this on their dates, and she thought Reuven was on the same page as her. However, Reuven's decision meant to her that he was not as serious committed to Torah as she thought he was. If so, he's not the type of husband she wanted to marry. After thinking the matter through, she decided she's breaking the engagement. When Malka's parents learned of their daughter's decision, they were extremely distraught. They felt their daughter was reacting in a manner that was foolish, impractical, and overly idealistic. The parents consulted a panel of experts to decide who was right and how to advise them how to proceed. The panel unanimously felt that Malka was wrong. Reuven made the right decision. The therapist thought she should have discussed the issue with the chassan and then arrive at this joint decision. The social worker thought that Malka and her chassan were suffering from inability to keep commitments. And they have arichas yet. I don't want to waste too much time. But how each one, they all came out with the same final results, that Malka made a mistake and Reuven was right. The Reshiva of Aaron Feldman continues and says, ultimately, the person submitting the question did not realize that a dilemma like this requires the attention of Das Torah. Had he approached a Talmud Chacham, as opposed to those on the publication panel, the Talmud Chacham would have probably known that there's a precedent for this very same dilemma. Once someone consulted the Chazon Ish regarding a similar situation, he had opportunity to join a religious kibbutz and be guaranteed an income for life, or to learn in a kollel for a year, after which the kibbutz would no longer have an opening for him. The Chazon Ish replied, I would like to present my opinion regarding a solution to your question whether to continue to learn another year or enter the kibbutz. In my opinion, there is nothing in the world that whose value equals the value of a year of learning Torah. In general, one should not let go of Torah now because of reckoning of the future. Like the Pasuk says, Zok Chazon Ish, Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Elokecha. Do not reckon about the future. Be Tmimus with Hashem, like Rashi says, Leisachkar Achar Hasidus. Don't worry about the future. Malka should be commended because her value system is the same as the Chazon Ish. We should be proud of her her educational system that produces such young women. The Chassan's decision indicates that in his set of values, unlike the Chazon Ish, there are matters more valuable than 1 or 2 years learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, well, he has more of arichos, but the point being, I think this is a gewaldic example to bring in out this message of our avoda during Yemei Sviras HaOmer. The avoda that we have during the Yemei Sviras HaOmer is for us to internalize She'ikron Shal Yisrael Einam El HaTorah. We have to put into our bloodstream this reality. We shouldn't chas v'shalom fall into Reuven's point of view, but rather we should have the view like the Chazon Ish, that he felt Malka was right. This takes an avoda. Like I said before, we probably need 49 years to internalize this entire brain in 2026. But this is the avoda of Sviras HaOmer. Every day, as we're counting and getting closer, and we're way more than halfway through, we have to realize we're getting there. Kabbalah's Torah is around the corner. Now's the time for us to internalize these foundations. We have to realize when we internalize that Torah is the ikkar in my life, all your Yiddishkeit becomes more satisfying and enjoyable. Every step of the way of your ruchnius throughout your day becomes a different day. We don't try to avoid ruchniistic opportunities. Some people live their lives trying to cut corners as much as possible. Ruchnius is something I want to avoid. I have to do whatever I have to do. But as much as I can avoid it, that's the story of their life. Sviras HaOmer gives us a way to start enjoying our ruchnius, starting to appreciate Yiddishkeit. You know, some people, they try to dodge the mishlochim that are coming around collecting tzedakah. Their whole life, they're trying to dodge them. They don't appreciate the opportunity of a mishloch coming to their door. There's some people, an act of chesed that comes their way, they try to dodge and try to avoid it. All these ideas of running away from all ruchniistic ideas is because Torah, a life of Torah, is not your ikkar. I just turned over from Moshe Perili Zatzal, Shmuz. He said over about Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein that Rabbi Chatzkel, when he used to finish his mincha, Rabbi Chatzkel's davening, a mincha's davening, you can imagine his avodas hatefila, Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, he used to always say, "Ven kumt mayrim." That was his feeling. He finished the mincha and he couldn't wait to come to mayrim. Could you imagine getting such a geschmack in your davening? Davening becoming so real by you? When the ikkar in your life is Torah, you have shaychus to that. Someone told me that he was trying to explain to a non-religious man what is Shabbos. And he was telling him about all the different ideas of Shabbos. He told him, you know, in the summer months, when Shkia is already after 8 o'clock at night, most people make Shabbos early. So I think it's early Shabbos. And he was describing and explaining to him what early Shabbos is. This man, with all sincerity, an intellectual individual, but he's non-religious, he said to him, "I don't understand. Why would a person impose himself an extra hour of Shabbos?" This is what he said to him. "I can't understand why would a person impose upon himself an extra hour of Shabbos? He didn't understand, like, what's this concept that you're telling me about? You know how many from you didn't feel the same? You know how many times I heard from people? Why would I cut my Friday short to make early Shabbos? A common one I've heard from people. You know how many people don't want more Shabbos? Rachmana litzlan. Their heart and their lives, their whole being, their mind, lies everywhere else but Torah. When your ikur becomes Torah, you start appreciating Kedusha Shabbos too. This idea of Avodah Sefiras HaOmer touches upon every area of our Yiddishkeit. Every area of your ruchniyistic life. We're coming towards Shavuos. And Shavuos has a very interesting carbon. The Shtei Alechem is the highlight of the mitzvah of the carbon of Shavuos. And it's very, very fascinating how different the carbon of Shavuos or Shtei Alechem is. If you look at the Pasuk, it's in Parshas Emor, Perech of Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin, which says, Tisru Chamishim Yom, you count 50 days, V'kravtem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem, you bring a brand new Mincha, V'mashveisechem Tavi'u Lechem Tenufo Shtayim, you bring the two loaves, Chometz Teofeno, you bake it Chometz, Bikurim Hashem. All Menachas, typically, it's usur to bring it as chametz. We don't typically bring it chametz. It's usually matzah. Here we have a specific mitzvah in the carbon of the Shtei Alechem, chametz teofena. What's the pshat? And especially on the day of Shavuos, of Matan Torah, the day of Aruchnius. And that's the day we're bringing the Shtei Alechem of Chometz. Chometz, we know, always represents the Yetzihara. How do you understand this? The Kli Yoker says, unbelievable point, which literally touches upon what we're discussing. Zok the Heilige Kli Yoker. V'hoyu b'Shtei Alechem ha-Chometz. Shtei Alechem was specifically Chometz. Asher Yetzahara Nimshalboy, which we know represents always Yetzahara. Because we want to teach you what you saw in your life. Bimokoyim Shatoira Mitsuya. If Torah is found, Ein HaYetzahara Yochol Ahazik. Yetzahara can't affect you. Ke'amra, like the Gemara Kedushin says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barasi Yetzahara Barasi Loi Taira Tavlin. I created Yetzahara, I gave you the remedy, and I created Taira as your Tavlin. Taira is the medicine to take care of the issues of Yetzahara. And therefore the Rabbeinu Shem wanted us to know specifically on our day of Shavuos of Yoy Matan Taira, you could bring a Shtei Alechem Chometz. You could bring something that represents Yetzihara, because you won't be affected by Yetzihara when you have Torah. Unbelievable, you saw it. And the Kli Yoker says, this was the Taina, Nitzach Moshe Rabbeinu's Amalachim. Moshe Rabbeinu's winning Taina of why Torah has to be brought down to Olam Hazeh. When the Malachim wanted the Torah to remain in Shemayim, what was the winning claim that actually allowed it to be brought down here? Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Klum yetz yetzahara b'neichem." Do you have a yetzahara? Ratzaloymar shayet soyrich Torah el tachtoinim. We need Torah here in tachtoinim. K'dei litelem tavlin al yetzahara. In order to save us from our Yetzihara, we need the Torah. And therefore, we have to realize that making our lives Ikron Shel Yisrael Eina Ela HaTorah, the Ikar of a Yid is his Torah. Making Torah your life is the only way a Yid survives in this dangerous Olam Hazeh. You know better than me what Yetzaharas are being presented in 2026 more than ever. Rachmana Litzlan, how challenged every Yid is from what's going on out there with Yetzahara. The only solution the Yid has is to make himself a life of Torah. Ikron Shel Yisrael Ein Ela Torah. The more we internalize that my life has to be defined through the Torah, because I can't survive the Yetzahara of today. And that's what Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem, teaches us. So practically speaking, you know, similar to the famous Vart, David HaMelech said, He'emanti ki adaber. You know the famous Vart, He'emanti, I believe, ki adaber, because I speak. David HaMelech was saying that, you know, the way I become a big maimon and really believe in Hashem, even if I'm not holding there, I talk emuna. I talk the talk of believing in Hashem. And the more adaber, ki adaber, the more I speak about it, hemanti. The reason why I'm a believer is because I speak about it. So on a practical level, at least during the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, and probably for the next 49 years also of your life, let's talk the talk of the Ikar of myself as Torah. Let's talk the talk, at least, that Ikar and Shel Yisrael is Torah. Speak the language that the Ikar of me is Torah. We have to begin speaking like that. We have to begin thinking like that. Our thoughts have to surround that idea too. And we have to begin doing actions, even without holding there. But do things and actions that the Ikar of yourself is Torah. If we start going through the motions, like David HaMelech said in regard to Emunah, then practically, even if you're not yet holding there, and it might take 49 years, but at least we'll be getting closer. Because we're going through the motions. We're going through the motions that my life is Ikron is Torah. I'm arranging things even though I don't really believe it. Am I really holding there? But let's go through the motions. That's going to make it become our reality. And the emphasis for us Bachrim, by us, where we're actually Baruch Hashem Zeicha to sit and learn Torah, we need to be mechazik our limud haTorah if we want to really become people that believe our Ikar is Torah. Because you can't have that blatant stira and contradiction in your life. And therefore we have to be mechazik our learning in order to really internalize the Avodas Hayoyim of Svira, of making Torah our Ikar. The first area of being mechazik our limud haTorah is like we find in the Psukim in Parshas Yisroi, when we talk about Kabbalas haTorah. The Pasuk says in Perik Yutas, Bachoydish Hashlishi Litzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'aretz Yisrael, was the third month, Chodesh Sivan. That day they came to Midbar Sinai. The pasuk continues and says, "Vayisu mirafidim." They traveled from Refidim by Yavoru Midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai. Frektor Chayim Hakodesh. The pasuk, the question: that we should have began with Vayisu Merafidim. Why do you start off saying in the third month they came to Midbar Sinai and then you say they left Merafidim? They first left Merafidim and then they came to Midbar Sinai. Why are we not speaking in order of the events? Zokt Arachayim HaKadosh, the Torah, when it said Vayisu Merafidim, was really not expressing a literal traveling. That's not what the Torah is coming to tell you. Ochin kavonas hakosuv, the intention of the pasuk is to tell you the first point that you have to go ahead and be mechazik for achono for kabbalas haTorah. The first message the Torah is telling you, if you want to have kabbalas haTorah, is Vayisu Merafidim. You gotta travel away from Merafidim, meaning your Rifya Yadayim, your weakness, being lax in your Torah. Ha'ikar ha'chomel kabol sa'Torah. Ha'echo, the first thing is, ha'tigboiris this atzmus basic ha'Torah. Putting in a lot of energy and power into your learning. Kia atzlus, your laziness, who asev hamafsid hasagosa. It's the grass that goes ahead and ruins any hasaga of Torah. Ulazet timtza, that's why. Ki kol makoy, she's kireno Hashem la Torah. Whenever Hashem mentions Torah, yedaktik loy, the Rebbeinu Shem is always yedaktik to say, a loshen of chayzik va'oymetz. Give strength, put in power and effort. Ad goder sheyomis atmeleh, until the point that you're killing yourself for your Torah. Kedechsiv zeis ha-Torah adam kiyomis ba'ayel. That you're ready to kill yourself. That's how much effort you put in to your Torah. Ki loitusag hasog, you'll never reach any madrega elo bis atzmus godol. Only with putting in a lot of effort. Vizeu shomah akosu vayisu mirafidim. Bo lohidiyah. Nischav eloima shenosu bebechinas rifyidayim. It's coming to tell you they left the bechina of being weak and slacking off. They chinu atzman, rather they were making themselves lavoid avoidas masa, to take on the load, ready to work hard, not to be sleeping over there in the back. Avraham Steinman used to be known, he never sat back on his chair. He always sat forward. Lean back on your chair? That's too comfortable for Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah needs his atzmus, putting an effort. Leaning back on the chair is not too comfortable. And Moshe Feinstein, we knew, never went ahead and used the shtender. Shtender is bringing the Gemara to you. Too convenient, too geschmack. You have to bring yourself to your Gemara. And he made sure to learn by a table. And he has to bring himself to his learning. By us, Bachem sit back, the feet are crossed, the feet are bent over, everything has to be with chilled. Some Bachem sit back so far, you look like you're tanning on the beach under the sun. That's how you learn Torah. And then you try to internalize Ikrin Shel Yisrael in a Torah. If your Ikrin is Torah, how can you be so chilled? Torah needs killing yourself over it. Rabbi Yitzchak Feigelstein, the Yeshiva of Long Beach, that's all. The Talmid of Rav Aaron said over a story. The Ktsois HaChoshen. Rav Aaron Leib HaKoyen wrote his sefer for the same period of time as the Nesivos HaMishpat of Yaakov Melissa. And Kiduah, both Svarim are very similar in their pirush on writing on Shulchan Aruch. But like we all know, to a certain level, the Ktsois was more accepted and more popular in Klal Yisrael than in Yeshivas. So once, he said over a story that once the Ketzois was asked by the Yeshivas, what's the pshat that your sefer is so widely accepted, much more than mine? So the Ketzois answered, he said about himself, I'll just tell you one thing about me writing the Ketzois. I wrote the Ketzois, I was in a matziv of dikduke anios, had tremendous poverty, I didn't have enough money to even have wood to warm my house. And when I used to write the Ketzois, the ink used to freeze over. And I used to have to warm the ink that it should loosen up so I could continue writing. That's how cold it was in my home. I used to put the ink sometimes under the blanket that I was sitting by my chair with, that the ink should get warmer so I should be able to use it to write. It was that pain and the Siris Nefesh, the tremendous effort that I put in to writing the Ketzois HaChoshen. So to Long Beach Rosh Yeshiva, this Yesoid, that Hatzlocha in learning, the Ketzois is safer, so popular until today, more than anything, because his Torah came with Gevaldika's Atzmus. The Gevaldika effort, the Chayzik and the Oymitz, no Shaykhis to Atzmus of laziness. He was Yisu Mirafidim. Because the Ketzois traveled from Rafidim, from any level of Rifi Nidayim, that's why he was Zaycha to the level of Torah that he was Zaycha to. And this is really a Beferish Pasuk. In Mishlei, the Medrash brings down, explaining the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Bechol Etzev Yiyeh Moiser, which literally translated, in all depression, Yiyeh Moiser. It's even like better. It's extra and better. The Medrash says, what this means is, Medaber Ba'amolei Torah, referring to toiling and learning. What the Medrash is teaching us is, Bechol Etzev, quote unquote depression, doesn't mean literal depression, but it means pain. The more you're in pain, it's better, because your Torah is going to come out on a whole new level. Torah doesn't go with Rifa Yadayim from Rafidim. It has to be Vayisum Rafidim. You have to move away from your relaxation. You have to move away from your comfort. You have to push yourself. It's painful and hard. It's better, because then you'll be Zaycha the Torah. I saw brought down from David Soloveitchik, Zatzal, the son of the Brisker Rav. He's lived only 5 years ago. And he said, Nifta Mamish, he was 100 years old when he was Nifta. He said, today, although we all go to yeshivas, and we're all sitting and learning, but we're missing, there's no chinuch in what it means to be omol batoira. That's something that's missing entirely today, he said. Everything has to be on a silver platter, with all the comforts. Amelus batoira is something that's gone. But Torah is only shayach with Amelus. Torah is only shayach if it's not with the riff in your dayim, that you're not sitting there chilled. So that's the first area that we have to step up. If we really want to internalize that my ikar in my life is Torah, then when you learn Torah, you have to show that it's your ikar. When things are important to you, you take the inconveniences because you want the things. And therefore, if Torah is real and ikar by you, we have to drop the conveniences. We can't be so comfortable. We have to take the pain and have amelos. And that toil will give you real Torah. A second area is the importance of Hasmodah v'Torah. There's a chazal that the Arachayim HaKadosh brings down in Parashat Tetzaveh, where it says the four golosim, each one of them we're going to get out of with a different schus. Different schus, one schus Avraham, schus Yitzchak, schus Yaakov. The fourth golos, which we're in today, is b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulazeh nis'orech ha'golos. And you know why golos has been so long? Almost 2,000 years? Because to get out of this golos, which is schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, ein Moshe chofetz ligol am batlonim min ha'Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is not interested in being goyal a nation that they're batlonim in Torah. And therefore, to get out of this golos, with everything that we have, all the miles and schusim that Klal Yisrael produced, but if we're an am that's batlonim in Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is not ready to take us out. This is what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita, when he brings this down, he says, it doesn't mean to say we don't learn. Baruch Hashem, when yeshiva, we go to Sdarim and we learn. But he said, we're missing the hasmada, the in-between. We learn, and we have no problem being mafsik. Moments later, the continuity of the Ritzifos and Asmada is what's missing. And that's something that Moshe Rabbeinu is waiting for us to get out of this golos. And this is something we have to think about. How could we possibly really internalize the avodah of Sfiras HaOmer and really teach ourselves that the ikar of a yid is Torah, when we sit by a Gemara and people sometimes battle for such long periods of time? How real is Torah by you if you're sitting and schmoozing for so long? Who are you fooling? How do you expect Torah to become your ikar? Hasmada is necessary in order to internalize this yesod of ikar shel Yisrael in a Torah. And I just saw, brought down, in Sefer Keser Rosh, Chaim Volozhin, the Talmud of Vilna Gaon, says over many hanhagas from the Vilna Gaon, over there at Ois Nun Hei, he wrote, Limud Mishnayis Segula L'Hasmada. Unbelievable thing. Learning Mishnayis is a segula for Hasmada. I think it's an important point to make mention of. You know, they started a new project a number of years ago. It became very popular, Mishnah Yoni. And they were giving out free Mishnayos to anybody who's doing the Mishnah Yoni of two Mishnayos a day, I think it's the Cheshbon. And I've seen Bochur over the recent years that it literally transformed them from doing Mishnah Yomi. It's something that changed them tremendously. Unbelievable. Many, many Bachrim over the years. I want to suggest, you know, they're starting Seder Tyrus, I heard, next week, in a week from now. Starting a new Seder Tyrus. And I assume they still give out the free Mishnayos from Art Scroll, I imagine. Still, program probably still going. It's Kedai. We all yearning to have Hasmada. Two Mishnayos a day is not a lot. It's Kedai to take on Bli Neder, doing Mishnah Yomi, two Mishnayos a day, especially like Reb Chaim Volozh is bringing from the Vilna Gaon, that it has a special segulatika power for hasmada. It makes you a different person. It makes hasmada. I want to bring out that this doesn't mean that you should be learning during davening. Rachmana Litzlan, there are some people that mix davening with learning. I know someone, I'm telling you, he does the whole Dirshu program. Dirshu Halacha, page a day, Dirshu Gemara, page a day, Dirshu, every Dirshu, but it's all during davening. So he has a sitter, and under his sitter he has all the Dirshu things, and he's busy doing it in Yaitza, all the Dirshu Limud during davening. Rachmana Litzlan, it's beautiful to learn, and it's beautiful to have a criteria of what you have to accomplish, but not during davening. Davening is avodah. Love the b'chol levavchem. It's avodah she believe. It needs your heart. Your heart has to be in your davening. Davening has such a beauty. It's not meant for during davening. So when I'm suggesting to do Mishnah Yomi, of course I don't mean during davening. You take out your own time. It doesn't take too much. And it's such a tremendous difference it can make in your life. Obviously, if you're waiting for Chazar Shatz to begin, that's a different story. There's a free period of time there until, you know, the Chazar starts. That's a blank time. But besides for that, during davening is not a time to be learning. But Akalponim, a segula for our asmada, starting to do mishnayos might be a tremendous way to increase our asmada. But Akalponim, for sure, being a masma during sedarim and just pushing yourself to learn is obviously going to increase your asmada too. Realizing the importance that the Moshe Rabbeinu is waiting, that we shouldn't be a'am batlonim min ha-Torah. He wants to redeem us from this galus. So Be'ezer Hashem, the Rebbeinu should help us all. I see it's late. Stop here. Rebbeinu should help us all. Hataka internalize. We should work on these two areas, us b'nei Torah, of taka, enduring the pain, in learning, and working on our smada. But in general, we should taka b'zeicha to internalize the avodas hayom of svira and really become people that can make Torah our life and realize ikra shel Yisrael ein ela Torah.